Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
We all know the election is just around the corner, but you may not know that actually the time you will have to register to vote after the election is called is tiny. It's a really short amount of time. So this week, how do you register to vote and can you qualify for postal votes? Well, let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello, welcome back to Let Me Explain. Don't forget to subscribe wherever it is you are listening on whatever platform. Now, we all know the election is coming up. It's probably going to be called this day next week or maybe next Friday, certainly very, very soon. But one little quirk of the system comes with registering to vote and how you register, the time you have to register and how it's done, all that sort of stuff. You really need to be doing it before the election gets called. So at some point in the next week. And to discuss in more detail, I'm joined by Tim Carey. He is the head of electoral operations with An Cumasún Chowchón with the Electoral Commission. Hope you enjoy our chat.
Tim, it's finally nearly upon us, the election date. But when I was looking at the rules around when you can register and all that sort of stuff, presuming we have what is expected to be quite a tight campaign, 21 or 22 days, there's actually going to be very little time once it's called for people to get registered.
Very little. So our message is get registered now if you're not registered. If you're a British or Irish citizen who's ordinarily resident in Ireland, now is the time to get registered. If you leave it until the Taoiseach announces and the writ is signed, then there is a risk that you're not going to be able to vote. The turnaround time can be as little as 4 days. So, you know, if things get busy for you or whatever else, and then you miss that window. So, look, we all know an election is coming. We don't know the exact date. So the advice is, you know, go on, check the register or voter.ie if you're in Dublin. Have your PPSN ready, your air code ready, because you'll need those to register online. And if you're a British or Irish citizen over the age of 18 who's ordinarily resident in Ireland, it will take you less than, let's say 3 minutes to register. It is an incredibly quick process. But what I would say is people, like, when you register online, you're not automatically on the register. What you're looking at isn't the register, it's a web page. So the register sits offline. So you may register and then go on the next day and say, oh, I just want to check, you know, and you're not there. That doesn't mean you're not being registered. It just means there's a bit of work to be done in the background to confirm it and a manual transfer of information to the register, etc. So just leave it a bit. If you've inputted in your information and you've hit enter and everything is there, you'll be registered. And if you have any queries, you can contact your local authority. So don't keep kind of inputting information because that just causes difficulties for the local authorities.
And what's the last point in a campaign that people can register and be sure that they will have a vote?
Well, it's 4 days after. So basically, I mean, if it's called on a Friday, which they kind of historically that's been part of, you know, maybe what they've done, you know, it's really kind of the following Monday or Tuesday. Your following Tuesday really is going to be your last day for registration. So it's a really quick turnaround time. And there's also postal voting. Postal voting is kind of big in other countries, you know, places like America, where it's a huge thing. Here, it's bigger than it was, but it's still limited. But there are certain cohorts of people who are entitled to apply for a postal vote. And I think that it's not popularly known that they are. So if you know you're going to be away for work during the election day, you can apply for a postal vote. And if you're studying, this is another one, if you're studying outside of your sort of home constituency, so say if you're in Dublin and you're studying in Cork and you know you're going to be staying in Cork until Christmas or whatever, so you're going to definitely not get back to Dublin to vote, you can also apply for a postal vote. Now, in both those circumstances, you need your employer or the third level institution to authorise your application. So there's a bit of work to be involved in that. And if you leave it until the Taoiseach calls the election, you're pretty much not going to have enough time. So if you think you're entitled to a postal vote, again, you can go onto our webpage, electoralcommission.ie, or check the register.ie or voter.ie. There's lots of opportunities there for you to look up. If you have an illness or disability that is going to prevent you from going to a polling station, you can also apply for a postal vote. Now, you'll probably need a medical authorization for that, which is something that, you know, is a bit problematic.
When you say medical authorization, is that a doctor's note or does it need to be something more?
Yeah, no, it's a doctor's note, but there's a slight issue around this in that people are being charged for that authorization. So if you're, you know, long-term disability or illness, you know, you have to pay in order to get your postal vote. Now, it's a one-off usually. You can kind of just keep it rolling over. But it is an issue and it will take a bit of time. So, you know, getting an appointment with a doctor is not a quick turnaround for many people. So, you know, that's something. So go on to those websites and see if you're entitled to a postal vote. People always think, okay, diplomats are entitled to a postal vote, Defence Forces, Gardaí. But there's now these new cohorts that was only introduced 2 years ago. So it's not popularly known.
Okay, so that's a new one for this election, which is interesting. Did we see much of it in the local and European elections?
No, I think it's just not known. So we're trying to highlight that and we will be doing kind of campaigns around that in the future. So it's not known. I mean, there's handfuls of people really who are availing of this. Now, if you're going on holidays, unfortunately, you'll have to enjoy your holiday and know that you're not going to vote. So it is only for work purposes or study purposes that those major cohorts are available.
And is that across all? So if I, as a journalist, am now, I will be up to my eyes on polling day, for, you know, maybe a bad example. But, you know, if you are someone who is traveling abroad for a conference on polling day and you work in whatever pharmaceuticals, say, can you qualify for postal vote?
Yeah, you should be able to qualify for a postal vote. But certainly apply for it and contact your local authority and see if that. So, you know, there's probably certain parameters that they, you know, especially we don't know the date. So, and that's it. That is a tricky part of it. But the legislation kind of says you have to apply for a postal vote within 2 days of the writ being signed. And that, like, if it's on a Friday, then it's a Monday. You know, that's a too quick a turnaround for many people.
And with the postal vote, does it come to your current address? If you are the student in Cork and you're registered in Dublin, will the postal vote come to your Cork address?
Yeah, as far as I know, it'll go to your existing, the address that you will be when you're going to on election day, and then you post it back and it goes to your constituency. But again, you can contact your local authority and just clarify that with them, because the electoral register is a very esoteric kind of and complicated area. We've been doing a lot of work on this recently and learning an awful lot from the registration authorities and the amount of work that they do. But, you know, even the manual for checktheregister.ie for staff on how to administer checktheregister.ie is 111 pages. And it is, you know, and it's fairly dense, 111 pages and a lot of detail. So I would always say check with the registration authority, which is your local authority. They're called the franchise team usually in the local authority, and they're very helpful and very skilled at what they do.
Do different local authorities manage their own county register differently? And so say if you are applying for registering to vote in Dublin, could it be quicker than if you're doing it in Leitrim, where they maybe have less people on the team, or is it all done centrally?
It's not all done centrally, no. There are actually 31 electoral registers in Ireland. There's not a single electoral register. So they're all run separately by the local authorities. And given the fact there's 31 different local authorities with 31 different resources and 31 different priorities, there is definitely disparity between local authorities in how they sort of resource that area. And that's one of, you know, we'll be producing a report for the Oireachtas in the next couple of months, we hope, which is an oversight of the electoral registers in Ireland. And one of the things that really does jump out is that in some local authorities, there's a lot of resources put in. Now, there's also ones to scale. Like if it's a big local authority, they can afford to put in more resources. If you're a very small local authority, you know, how much resources can you actually put into it? So there is disparities, and there is disparities in terms of, I suppose, metrics for accuracy and completeness. So, you know, and I can go into that a bit more if you like. But, you know, I think say, in the run-up to the March referendums, which is the first electoral event for 4 years, I think, for the local authorities, they were inundated with applications in advance of the referendums. And I think some of them really found it quite difficult to cope and brought in a lot of extra resources at short notice. But they got all the people that needed to be registered for that event registered. So they get the work done, you know, so I wouldn't worry about that.
So they will get it done. And presumably a lot of those people have done it now for the locals and can hold on. Is there a difference in who can vote in the local and Europeans versus who can vote now in the general election?
There is. So it's quite restrictive for Dáil elections for obvious reasons. So it's Irish and British citizens. So people might raise their eyebrows that British citizens are entitled to vote in our Dáil elections. But we're also entitled, Irish citizens living in Britain are entitled to vote in Westminster elections. So it's a reciprocal arrangement we've had for decades with the UK. So local elections are the most available for the electorate. So if you are ordinarily resident in Ireland, whether you're an Irish citizen or anything else, if you're ordinarily resident in Ireland, you are entitled to vote in a local election or entitled to register to vote in a local election. So that's the biggest kind of cohort. Then Europeans, you have to be a European citizen. You can't vote in two European countries. And then in constitutional issues is Irish citizens. So there's these sort of separate, they're actually separate registers. They're regarded as separate registers. We see them all as a register, but there's a separate register and you get a letter beside your name telling the staff what you're entitled to vote in. So in the days in advance of the general election, the local authorities will produce a register for all the returning officers of the Dáil electors, and that'll be used on the day. What I would say is actually, and just where we're at, and just what I'm thinking of it is, if you know you're registered, there is absolutely no harm in spending about 30 seconds going on to checktheregister.ie, or if you're in Dublin, voter.ie, just to confirm the details. There's a small number of cases where through human error or whatever, someone is removed from a register or whatever by accident. Just check, are you registered? Is it the right place? Is it the right constituency? Maybe you moved 3 years ago, forgot, haven't twigged that you need to move your vote. So, these registers are only updated by you. They can't be updated by anyone else. So if you're married and you changed your name and you want to change your name on the register, if you've changed your nationality, if you've become a British or Irish citizen since the last Dáil election, you need to update that. No one is going to know that in a local authority. So it is really important to just spend 20 minutes or 20 seconds, sorry, 20 minutes, going on check the register. It's very quick. All I would say is just be sure that you kind of think about, so I'm Tim. I'm never Timothy, but maybe on the electoral register, I'm Timothy. And I put in Tim and suddenly I'm not there. So just have a think about those things when you're doing it as well.
Yeah, I did it as we were waiting to come on the call here. It literally was 30 seconds to double confirm that you're there. So if you register for the locals and Europeans, you don't need to register again if you're automatically entitled to a Dáil vote. That's not...
Yeah, that's you don't have to register again, but look, just check.
Do the check. When it comes then to special voters, because I think that's a separate list, and people who may unfortunately know that they're going to be in hospital or in an institution or something like that, did they have an entitlement to vote where they are? Nursing homes, maybe?
They do. Yeah, they do. And I mean, the nursing homes, a lot of people avail of that. We haven't done a full kind of check on the percentage of people in nursing homes who have availed of it, but we will be doing sort of research that in the future. So if you're in a nursing home or a long-term care or institution, you are entitled to a special vote, which means that Gardaí will come out and the polling registration staff will come out and do the vote with you, or the returning officer staff will do the vote with you. It's done in groups. It's, so it is facilitated and it was introduced, and it's a really, really good way for people to avail of their vote. So again, if you're in one of those situations, or if you're a prisoner, you're also entitled to a vote. Go on, check the register or ask them, or contact the local authority, or ask someone to contact the local authority on your behalf and ask them what you need to do.
Okay, and that, would that be a case of they say to some of the nursing home staff or the prison staff, look, we would like to vote. They then need to go and organise it, because obviously there'd be a question of maybe capacity with someone who is in a nursing home being able to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's sort of those arrangements and how that's done. So, you know, that's in prisoners, talk to staff, the postal vote will be sent to you. In nursing homes, it'll be arranged. The nursing homes will arrange the visit and all that sort of thing. So it just needs to be coordinated. But again, like, do not leave that. Like, there's no point in leaving that, especially if you're in a long-term care situation or a long-term institution situation. You know, you're not going to be out at home for end of November, early December, or whatever it is, election. Just put the application in now and try and get it sorted.
Is it the same for people who might be in hospitals who know they're going to be there for a few weeks?
Hospitals are a little bit, we're not 100% sure on the hospital situation. I'm not too sure hospitals are set up for this. So there's some that say that, you know, the hospitals, I think it depends on the type of hospital. But again, I think if you talk to the staff in the hospital or talk to your local authority, they will be able to assist you in that. I can't be definitive on that one.
Okay, so I look into that and I ask the question, yeah. I suppose, is the advice. Yeah. What then about people? Because there has been a big change in the constituencies since we were there last time. I've had my head in them trying to figure out which town is now going to vote for which TD. So you might find yourself doing everything that you did before and you're going to the same school and the same box even, but you're not voting in the same constituency at all.
No, we have a thing after every census, we have what is called a constituency review. Now, this is a very specialized area of work, of which I think, you know, probably in the history of the state, there's probably 80 people that know how to do this or have done it. So we have constitutional and legal issues that need to be dealt with. So, excuse me. Sorry, the main constitutional one is that every person in Ireland, according to the constitution, needs to be every TD needs to represent between 20 and 30,000 people. Okay, so this brings on it brings on a whole load of mathematics. But then there are other things that go into play. We can only have 3, 4, or 5 seat constituencies, and we can we try and keep county boundaries. That's a real, you know, the Irish identity of the county boundary is really important, and they're the kind of the three, I suppose, overarching parameters that we would work to, and also equality of representation. So if you're in Donegal, you should really be, a TD in Donegal should really represent more or less the same amount of people as a TD in Wexford. This leads to this very complicated scenario where you have to, with the population changing, you have to adjust constituencies. Now, in the last review, which we published last August, or the August before last, we managed to repair or bring counties back together in 7 cases. So we did a lot of work to try and do this. Now, so say if you were in the Roscommon, if you were in County Galway, but we're in the Roscommon Galway constituency, you are now in the Galway East constituency. So you're back in your county constituency. There's areas of Mayo that have moved back to Mayo. There's areas of Meath that have moved back to Meath, areas of Cavan. So it's around the country. So, you know, we've tried our best to accommodate that, and in nearly all circumstances we're able to do that. But just be aware that your constituency may change. You haven't moved your house, you haven't actually done anything, you've not changed your register, but you are now in a different constituency, and be aware of that. We will be publishing maps on the Electoral Commission website on Monday, and if you punch in your error code, it'll tell you what constituency you're in. So if you have any doubts about that, you can go on Monday, or even drop us an email, and we can clarify things for you, or talk to your local authority. But there has been quite a number of changes, not a huge number, but certainly if you're affected, you'd need to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be running through all the changes, and the new podcast is coming up on News Talk with myself and Ivan Yates calling it, and we'll be going through all the constituencies. So keep an eye out for that in your podcast feeds as well. Tim, so finally, I guess the ultimate advice to people who want to get registered before this thing gets called, likely next week, do it, as the old saying is, often and early.
Yeah. You know, what is it? Don't delay, do it today. I mean, it's not going to take any time. So, you know, get it done and then you'll be registered, or you'll be sure that your details are up to date and you'll be good to go on whatever day the election is happening.
So yeah, another part of the Commission's remit, and you did a really good exit poll on the local and European elections, which I thought was fascinating, but you have this whole other educational remit about things. Is that going to tick off after this election as well into other things?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably, for me, it's one of our most important things, but it hasn't been urgent because we've had such electoral events and deadlines to meet. But in the new year, we'll be starting our consultation for our education programme. So this is really to get voter engagement, increase turnout over the long term. We're talking like a 15, 20 year horizon here. This has never been attempted in Ireland. It is a really challenging thing for us to do, but it is obviously such an important thing for us to do. So we'll be going out on two phases of consultation. The first one will be just asking, what do you think we should do? It'll be an open-ended question, you know, to increase voter engagement, increase turnout, increase registration. So any ideas that people have, we'd be delighted to hear them. Then we'll be getting working groups together looking at sections like education, adult and community education, hard to reach groups, and then the general public, the wide swathe of society, and many of whom vote, but keeping them interested and keeping them engaged with the electoral system. So once we've done that, we'll be going out again with our draft plan, and we'll be looking for observations and comments from the public. So it's really important. This is about the public. It's not about anything else. It's about, you know, all the listeners and making sure that they're engaged in the electoral system over the next 10, 20, 30 years and to start that process. So we'd really love people's involvement in that.
Great. Tim Carey from the Electoral Commission, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.